Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Without a Trace, 1970 to 2016, by Sylvia Wrigley, is a biographical and reflective account that centers on a long span of years marked by movement, change, and the search for meaning. Framed by the dates in the title, the book points to a life lived across decades of personal milestones, shifting identities, and evolving relationships, while also hinting at what is left behind, forgotten, or deliberately hidden. Readers can expect an intimate narrative that blends memory, lived experience, and broader social context, exploring how an individual story intersects with the expectations and pressures of its era. Rather than functioning as a simple chronology, the book invites attention to the emotional through lines that connect youth to adulthood, and adulthood to later reflection. Its focus on continuity and disappearance, what endures versus what fades, makes it relevant to anyone interested in life writing, resilience, and the ways people make sense of their past. The result is a personal journey that aims to illuminate how a life can feel both documented and elusive at once. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a life spanning eras and turning points. The title signals an expansive time frame, and one of the book's key concerns is how a life story is shaped by decades of turning points rather than a single defining event. Across the period from 1970 to 2016, the narrative emphasizes transitions that often arrive quietly, leaving one stage of life, entering another, and realizing later how these shifts reoriented everything. This long view encourages readers to think about identity as something built in layers, influenced by family circumstances, education, work, and personal choices that accumulate over time. The book's appeal lies in how it treats memory as selective and uneven, suggesting that what seems minor in the moment can become pivotal in retrospect. By tracking change over many years, it also highlights how values and priorities can evolve, sometimes in response to external pressures, sometimes through internal reevaluation. The emphasis is not only on what happened, but on how meaning is assigned years later. In that sense, the book explores the difference between living a life and narrating it, and why certain periods feel vivid while others recede into the background, almost as if they happened without leaving a trace. Secondly, identity, self-definition, and the pull of reinvention, a recurring theme in life narratives that span decades, is the tension between continuity and reinvention, and this book leans into that tension. It considers how people craft a sense of self while responding to the roles they are expected to play, in family, in relationships, and in society. Over time, personal identity can become a negotiation between who one believes oneself to be and who others assume one is. The narrative invites readers to notice how self-definition is rarely settled once and for all. It is revised through experience, loss, success, regret, and the need to adapt. The idea suggested by the title, that parts of life can disappear or go unrecorded, supports a deeper reflection on how individuals may edit their own histories to survive or to move forward. Reinvention can be empowering, but it can also carry costs, such as distancing from people, places, or earlier versions of oneself. By examining this push and pull, the book encourages readers to ask what remains consistent across decades and what changes because it must. The result is a portrait of identity as both a personal project and an ongoing response to circumstances that do not always feel chosen. Thirdly, relationships, distance, and what is left unsaid. Over a long timeline, relationships often become the clearest markers of change, and the book pays attention to how connections are formed, tested, and sometimes lost. The story suggests that intimacy is not only about shared moments, but also about the invisible structure of expectations, misunderstandings, and unspoken agreements that develop over time. Distance can be literal, such as moving away or living in different places, but it can also be emotional, growing from unresolved conflict or diverging priorities. The title's notion of absence highlights how certain experiences can be missing from the record, either because they were too difficult to articulate or because the people involved did not have the language to address them at the time. This creates a space in the narrative for reflection on silence and its consequences. The book also underscores how memory reshapes relationships, turning some people into central figures and others into shadows, not necessarily because they mattered less, but because the mind preserves what it can. By focusing on the evolving nature of connection, the narrative offers insight into how trust, loyalty, and love can be influenced by timing, circumstance, and the changing needs of the individuals involved. Fourthly, resilience. Through uncertainty and personal change, another important topic is resilience, not as a single heroic trait, but as a series of practical and emotional adjustments made over years. A life that stretches across multiple decades inevitably includes periods of instability, disappointment, and ambiguity, and the book's reflective stance suggests that endurance is often quiet and incremental. The narrative emphasizes how people keep moving forward while carrying unresolved questions and how coping strategies change with age and experience. What once felt overwhelming may later feel manageable, while new challenges emerge that require different skills, such as patience, perspective, or the willingness to start over. The book's approach implies that resilience is tied to meaning-making, the ability to interpret events in a way that supports survival and growth. It also points to the reality that personal change is not always voluntary. It can be forced by external events or by shifts in relationships and responsibilities. By tracking resilience across time, the story encourages readers to reflect on their own adaptations and the hidden strength involved in simply continuing. The message is that persistence does not erase difficulty, but it can transform it into experience, and experience into a clearer sense of what matters and what does not. Lastly, memory, narrative, and the mystery of what disappears. The phrase "without a trace" draws attention to what is forgotten, lost, or never fully known, making memory itself a central subject. The book explores how recollection works less like a recording and more like a reconstruction, shaped by emotion, later knowledge, and the need for coherence. Over decades, certain scenes remain sharp while others blur, and the narrative invites readers to consider why. Some memories fade because they were ordinary, others disappear because they were painful or complicated. The book's time span supports a meditation on how the past can feel both close and inaccessible, especially when revisited from a different stage of life. This also raises questions about truth in personal storytelling. A life narrative can be honest while still incomplete, because gaps are inevitable and perspectives change. The book suggests that what is missing can be as revealing as what is present, highlighting the human impulse to search for patterns and explanations even when the evidence is partial. In this way, the story functions as a reflection on the act of looking back, how we choose which events to emphasize, how we interpret coincidences and turning points, and how we live with the fact that some answers and some traces may never be recovered. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy reflective memoir, life-spanning biography, and personal narratives that examine identity and change across many years. It will also appeal to anyone interested in how memory works and how people reinterpret their past as they gain distance from it. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the book's emphasis on perspective. It encourages a more patient understanding of personal evolution, reminding readers that growth often happens gradually, through choices that only later reveal their significance. By focusing on what endures and what disappears, it invites readers to consider their own stories with greater compassion, especially around gaps, regrets, or periods that feel hard to explain. Compared with similar books that rely mainly on dramatic events, this one stands out through its long arc and its thematic attention to absence, silence, and the subtle forces that shape a life. That approach can feel more relatable because many lives are defined not by constant spectacle, but by accumulated transitions and quiet recalibrations. For readers looking for a thoughtful, time-spanning account that prioritizes meaning over sensationalism, this book is worth buying as a companion for personal reflection and as a prompt to reconsider how we tell the story of who we are. If you would like to support Sylvia Wrigley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.